So we're here with Andrew Dominic. His master class just finished, and we wanted to ask him some questions. How do you approach the subjects of your movie? How do you choose the story?
That's the hardest thing. You know, it's the hardest thing, and I don't really know. You know, it's like falling in love, you know. And it's not immediate. You know, like sometimes I'll read a book and I don't think about it. And then years later, I'll think about maybe that and I'll reread it and go, okay. And then you can see it as a film. So I'm not sure how I choose. It's unconscious.
You made two documentaries about Nick Cave and his music. And we want to know what is your relationship with him and what is so fascinating about him for you.
Well, Nick is somebody that I've known. I met Nick in like 1986 at the drug dealers. You know, that's how I met him. And I've always been a fan, I love, you know, the birthday party and Bad Seeds and all that sort of stuff. We've just got to know, we used to be in love with the same girl. We had the same girlfriend, right? That's how I knew him. He was my girlfriend's ex-boyfriend, right? That's how I first got to know him. And he used to ring on the phone to talk to her, and he and I would talk and we got along, you know, we got along pretty well. And just over the years, I don't know, you know. We started working together. Yeah. What's so fascinating about Nick? Well, Nick's amazing. You know, like Nick's incredible. He's like one of the great, you know, for me, I think he's a great artist. He's 10 years ahead of me in life. You know, I think he's gotten more beautiful as he's gotten older. He's become a very beautiful human being, you know. And the thing I really admire about Nick is his thinking is never, it's never fixed. He's always developing his ideas. He's always searching and he's always trying to understand things differently. And it's unusual in a person. You know, it's really unusual in a person that they're constantly, they're in a constant relationship with the unknown, you know.
Very beautiful. Like there is always an evolution in him. Like.
Yes, very much so. Okay. Yeah, and very much so.
Do you think that was easier to approach the cinema or is better now?
Well, it was good in the 70s, you know, and the 60s. Yeah. Cinema's getting worse and worse. I mean, cinema's not even cool anymore, is it? Like, I know young people, they just think movies, that's like old people. You know what I mean?
I wanted to ask another question because I found it very interesting, the part where you talk about photography. You mentioned daguerreotypes you search with the Polaroids and daguerreotypes, the kind of emotions you want to get with your movie. Is there a particular photographer that inspired you in your vision? Or
no, I mean, it depends on the shot, depends on the movie. Like you just grab it from everywhere. I mean, images affect me, you know, like I'm affected by images. And you know, when you're thinking about how a film should look, you collect a lot of imagery, you know, that is how you think the film should look, you know, and then you figure out how to do it.
Can you give us some piece of advice to the young people or in general to the people who want to become a film director?
Well, I think the key thing you need is the ability to endure frustration. You need to be able to endure frustration. You just got to keep at it. But I think anyone can do anything they want if they really want to, you know. That's what I think.
Thank you very much. Thank you.